Well, back in 1986, I had recently graduated from college, and I was working full-time at a sheltered workshop for mentally challenged adults so I could save money for seminary. Well, one Saturday, all the employees were invited out to the home of one of the supervisors for a meal and for a time of fellowship. Later in the evening, they started a bonfire, and I was standing around it with my fellow employees talking about various things. At one point, a man around my age asked me what my plans were for the future, and I informed him that I was planning to attend the seminary the next year. And when he heard that I was planning to become a pastor, well, that perked his interest, and he had various questions. Eventually, this man respectfully informed me that he wasn't sure what he believed, because he said, "There are so many religions in the world. How do you know which one is true?" I then asked him what he thought about Holy Scripture, and here's what he said. "Oh, I've read the Old Testament. It's interesting, but it's just a bunch of history, a bunch of stories about people who lived long ago, and I don't see how it's relevant to me." Interesting. Many people today, if they have read the Old Testament at all, they have the opinion that the Old Testament is just a bunch of ancient history, information about people, places, and events that have nothing to do with our lives today. Even many Christians wonder how the Old Testament applies to our lives today. For example, you may recall from your years in Sunday school learning about various Old Testament characters and events. Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, Noah and the flood, the Tower of Babel, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Moses and the crossing of the Red Sea, Joshua and the conquering of the Promised Land, David and Goliath, Jonah and the whale, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Daniel and the lion's den, and many, many others. These are all interesting stories, but what do they mean for our lives as Christians today? Why study the Old Testament at all? Well, there are at least three reasons. First, the Old Testament is real history. Real people, real places, real events. And that's important because many people wrongly think that the Old Testament is a collection of make-believe stories and fairy tales. No, my friends. The truth is that the Old Testament is a record of people and events that actually took place. Second, the Old Testament is not ordinary history, but it's the history of God's actions in this world. In fact, the Old Testament tells us how we got here in the first place. The Old Testament also explains why there's evil and suffering and death in this world. The Old Testament tells us why we're here and what our future is. In fact, if you want to know who the true God is, read the Old Testament. Third and finally, the Old Testament leads us to the Savior God promised to send into this world. The Savior who was sent to rescue us from our own rebellion against God. Simply put, the Old Testament points us to Jesus. And so that's especially the reason to study it and read it. In fact, you can't even begin to understand the New Testament unless you see how it is grounded in the Old Testament, which is fulfilled by God's Son and all that He has done for us. With all that said, today I continue my sermon series on the Gospel of John. And in today's Gospel reading from John chapter 5, we learn how we can't properly understand the Old Testament unless we see how it points us to Jesus. In today's Gospel reading, Jesus is speaking with some of the Jewish leaders who do not believe in Him, even though He has done many miracles to prove that He is the Son of God. Then Jesus says to them, If I testify about myself, my testimony is not true. Now, why does Jesus say this? The reason is that Jesus is showing that he agrees with the Old Testament teaching found in Deuteronomy chapter 19, where it says that no mere man should be believed unless he has at least two other credible witnesses to verify his claim. Now, of course, Jesus is no mere man. Jesus is God himself in human flesh. And so this Old Testament law really doesn't apply to him. However, since the Jewish leaders do not believe that Jesus is God, Jesus is willing to condescend to their unbelief and show that there are other witnesses to back up his claims about himself. Jesus then goes on to mention two witnesses who verify his claims about himself. The first witness is John the Baptizer, who taught that Jesus is the eternal Son of God. For example, John the Baptizer said, "He who comes after me is greater than I am because he was before me." Now that's interesting. How can Jesus be before John when John was born before Jesus? The answer is that Jesus is the Son of God from all eternity. In addition, John the Baptizer also called Jesus the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Now, when John said this, he was showing how all the Old Testament animal blood sacrifices were pointing ahead to Jesus and showing how he and his sacrificial death for us on the cross is the foundation of our salvation. Sadly, many of the Jewish leaders did not believe John the Baptizer. Why? Because John the Baptizer had also called them to repent of their sin and be baptized. But the Jewish leaders refused. However, in addition to holding up John the Baptizer as a witness for himself, Jesus then goes on to name a second witness, his own father. Jesus says, "I have testimony weightier than that of John, for the works that the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I am doing, testify that the Father has sent me, and the Father who sent me has himself testified concerning me." If you recall, when Jesus was baptized, the heavens opened, the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus, and the Father said, "This is my Son, with him I am well pleased." But wait, there's more. Not only did the Father testify about his Son when he was baptized, in addition, the entire Old Testament is the word of the Father which points ahead to his Son. Remember what Jesus said to the Jewish leaders? "You have never heard my Father's voice, nor seen his form, nor does his word dwell in you, for you do not believe the one he sent. You study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life." Did you hear what Jesus said? Even though the Jewish leaders had read the Old Testament many times, the word of the Father did not dwell in them because they failed to see how the Old Testament pointed them to Jesus as their Lord and Savior. My friends, this is why it is so important to keep two things in mind when you read the Old Testament. First, you have to read the Old Testament as one big story and not as a bunch of isolated, disconnected events. But sadly, the Jewish leaders were guilty of selective reading of the Old Testament. They read various passages out of context and wrongly concluded that the Old Testament was about rules and commandments that one had to obey in order to earn God's mercy and love. But secondly, you also have to read the Old Testament with the understanding that you are a sinner who deserves God's wrath, and yet, already in Genesis chapter 3, God promised to send you a Savior from the damnation that you deserve. And that Savior is His Son, of whom the Old Testament speaks. In other words, if you read the Old Testament without seeing how it leads you to Jesus, then you are not understanding its message properly. With that said, at the end of today's gospel reading, we hear these words of Jesus. But do not think I will accuse you before the Father. Your accuser is Moses, on whom your hopes are set. If you believe Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But since you do not believe what he wrote, how are you going to believe what I say? Did you hear that? Jesus is rebuking the Jewish leaders for not believing their own Old Testament, which points them to Jesus as their Savior. And sadly, we have the same problem in our world today. Many people in our society believe that the Old Testament is a bunch of fairy tales, and so they don't have to take it seriously. And that's a problem. Because as a result, these same people also deny Jesus. Because you can't take the New Testament seriously if you don't take the Old Testament seriously. My friends, that's why it's so important for us Christians to take time to study the Old Testament scriptures, including the Old Testament, because the Old Testament points us to Jesus as the Savior of sinners. In our Sunday morning Bible class, we are currently going through the book of Exodus, which we started after we thoroughly studied the book of Genesis. Now, as we have been studying these first two books of the Old Testament, we have not only been learning about the early history of this world, but we have especially been learning how the Old Testament points us to Jesus. Therefore, I pray that even more members of Concordia will join us for Sunday morning Bible class as we continue to read through the Old Testament and see how it points us to Jesus, our Lord and Savior. In closing, in today's gospel reading, we have learned how there are at least two witnesses to verify the claims of Jesus about himself. John the Baptizer calls us to repent of our sins, and then he points us to Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. In holy baptism, you were washed from the guilt of your sin by the power of Jesus' shed blood. In addition, the Father so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. My friends, the Father loves all the people who have ever lived in this world. And you know what that means? The Father loves you. The Father also sent His Son to be the Savior of all the people of this world. And you know what that means? The Father sent His Son to be your Savior. The Father has given you the Holy Scriptures that point you to Jesus so that you can believe in Him for the forgiveness of sins and eternal life with the God who loves you. So my friends, as God's forgiven and dearly loved children, continue to hear and read and study God's Word your entire life, because the Holy Scriptures point you to Jesus, your Lord and Savior. And because of Him, you are forgiven and have the eternal life in God's love. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. In a moment,